Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 17, 1805. A late night fire. Yesterday was spent drying out medicines and papers from the accident on the 14th. They were able to save the items that went overboard from further injury in spite of it being a rainy, cloudy day. Today, Captain Clark writes about a tree on fire in camp.
A fine morning, wind from the northwest, mercury at 60 degrees above zero. We set out at an early hour and proceeded on very well by the assistance of the tow rope principally. We passed two large creeks today, one on the starboard side and the other just below our camp on the larboard side. Each of these has a little running water near their mouths which has a brackish taste. I was nearly treading on a small, fierce rattlesnake, different from any I had ever seen before. One man of the party killed another of the same kind. We camped in the upper part of a small timbered bottom on the larboard side, in which I saw a fortified Indian camp, which I suppose is one of the camps of a Minnetaree war party of about 15 men, that set out from their village in March last to war against the Blackfeet Indians. We were roused late at night and warned of the danger of fire from a tree which had caught and leaned over our lodge. We had the lodge moved. Soon after, the dry limbs and top of the tree fell in the place the lodge stood. The wind blew hard, and the dry wood caught, and fire flew in every direction. Burnt our lodge very much from the coals which fell on it, although at some distance in the plain. The whole party was much disturbed by this fire, which could not be extinguished. Captain William Clark, May 17, 1805.
The rattlesnake was the prairie rattlesnake, Crotalus viridis viridis, then new to science. The two large creeks mentioned today had various names given them over the years. The first Clark named Rattlesnake Creek, but on the map wrote Bratton's River. Lewis named the second creek Rattlesnake Creek, but on the map it is labeled Burnt Lodge Creek. Today the creeks are named Timber Creek in Phillips County and Seven Blackfoot Creek in Garfield County. Tomorrow, first rain this spring.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.